RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
1 o'clock hour here on B. Mitch and Finley. Steve Zabin sitting in for JP. I'll be in tomorrow for Grant, so I'll be doing the afternoons with Danny. Looking forward to that. B. Mitch has always been, as he always is, has been a wonderful companion right along today as we've dealt with a lot of different things, including, if you only tuned in last segment, you're like, really? They're talking about wallets? Well, we spent a lot of time, several segments, on sussing out what the Commanders offseason is going to be like.
Yeah.
And I got bad news for you. That discussion is going to carry on deep into the new year.
Oh, it's going to go a long ways.
Deep into the new year. This is the unfortunate result of a season that is currently in a heap of smoldering wreckage.
You know, that's the one thing I hate looking forward to.
Talking about fixing the team.
Yeah. I'll just wait till I like when they start doing it. Then I can see what they're trying to do. And, you know.
Well,
then,
you can't really do anything until February.
Yeah.
And when you start making decisions on
but you start looking for the pieces and things like that. And
oh, yeah. No, people have been already looking towards next year in the draft and free agency as soon as the season went off the rails about 8 weeks ago.
It's people that be looking at that as soon as the season starts. They don't know if it's going to go off the rails or not.
You know, some people that need to get out and touch grass bit more. So college football, we're going to talk to John Walton as well, get a little cap shot in here real quick. But the college football playoff goes to the second round after an 11-day layoff, and it'll start on New Year's Eve with Miami and Ohio State. 7:30 p.m. on ESPN, Ohio State, a 9.5-point favorite. Many people have the Buckeyes, despite losing to Indiana, as the odds-on favorite to win it all. And I think there's a lot of logic to that.
Yeah.
Then you've got on January 1st, New Year's Day, you've got three games. Noon is Oregon, Texas Tech, a 5-4, which is the most evenly matched game, and the spread is the tightest at 2.5. Oregon minus 2.5 in that one. Then you've got the 4 o'clock game, which is Alabama, Indiana, which is very intriguing, but Indiana is favored by 7. And that game's on ESPN like they all are, but I just am glad I'm living in a world in which I can see a college football playoff that's 12 teams and to see Indiana as a touchdown favorite over mighty Alabama.
Yeah.
This is one of those games where you better not be coming out of a coma that has lasted more than 5 years, because you wouldn't make any sense of any of this. What? How did Indiana get good? Where's Nick Saban? What's he doing?
Hey.
Well, slow down. I got a lot to explain to you.
Well, I'll tell you, that coach better not lose to Indiana.
And then you got Ole Miss, Georgia, your nightcap, SEC intra-squad rivalry here, as Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite, 8 o'clock on New Year's night on ESPN. So there you go. All right, John Walton joins us now, play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals. How you doing, Johnny Boy? Good to talk to you.
You.
All right,
what up,
good.
John?
There you go. Dateline Sunrise, Florida, back-to-backers against the Panthers. Why does the NHL do this?
Well, you know, as far as, I mean, it was a tough flight getting down here. I mean, when you talk about, you know, coming out of the break and having to day travel the way the Capitals did and having to take on New Jersey, it was certainly not easy, but it was at least a little nice to be able to get back into rhythm a little bit with some practice time and getting back after it. So I think things probably are a little more settled down now than they might have been otherwise. But coming out of the break and the Olympic schedule, there's stuff that every team's working with, and this is no different. Long way from home to come shooting back and have practice in Arlington tomorrow.
All right, so where is this team right now as we're heading into the winter? And you mentioned the Olympics coming up, which will shut the league down briefly. Where do you see this team currently?
Well, they're sitting with, you know, they're holding a wild card spot, but the Eastern Conference is crazy in that every team, and Columbus is the last place team in the conference right now, and even they're one game over 500, 16-15. So everybody is still in it. The Capitals find themselves right in the middle of all of it, currently holding a wild card spot, but they're only 4 points away from being the best team in the conference again. So very strange where every team, as you've gotten to the halfway point of the season, the Caps going to get to halfway this week with a condensed schedule. Usually takes a little bit into January to get to game 41, but they're going to be there this week. And they're right in the middle of it. So I think, you know, getting out of the break where they hadn't played very well going into the holidays, coming out and getting a win, doing it on the road, doing it against a division or division rival, I think all of that was good. Playing the two-time defending champs tonight is going to be a little bit different, perhaps. But this is, without a doubt, you know, a team that when they can get the offense going, and they certainly have, and scoring 4 goals against New Jersey the other night, that certainly helps. But I think they're going to need more of that. I think they're still trying to actively pursue, trying to add a piece or two before the trade deadline, which may come sooner than we think, because with the Olympics, I think a lot of teams are going to try and get their business done prior to that. So maybe by the end of January, we might have a better idea on teams that are out, teams that are selling. Right now, there's just nobody selling. So
yeah,
everything's really even. And the Capitals, for the most part, this season, if not for the last couple of weeks, have been taking care of business. And hopefully that win in New Jersey, you know, can start to springboard them here a little bit, get back toward what they hope will be the top of the division.
John, do you see a distinct difference in them when they're rolling? Like, they won, what, it was like 8 or 9 out of 10. Then they went on this little fault, this one where they'll lose some, they'll come get a win, they'll lose again. What's the difference in the team when those two things are happening?
I think the biggest thing, B-Mitch, is that you've got, you know, when they're playing with a lot of offense from the back end, and we saw Jacob Chychrun get the overtime winner in New Jersey. He's got 15 goals. He's got more than any other D-man in the league. I think a lot of the offense starts from there. I think we've seen some changes in line combinations that have been, I think, for the most part, for good effect. I think Dylan Strome getting away from Alex Ovechkin seems to have kind of spurred him on a little bit. Justin Sortif and Connor McMichael give Alex a little bit more speed now. So, you know, I think everybody's switching seats, or at least not everybody, but a lot of guys, you know, switching seats, giving line combinations a little bit of a different flavor. I think that's certainly helped here in the most recent times, here in the last couple of games. But offensively, I think a lot of it starts in the blue line. John Carlson's having a great year, and Jacob Chychrun's having a great year. And you've got a lot of guys up front that have contributed, you know, maybe not in overwhelming numbers, but it seems like it's a different guy every night who's been able to put together a good night. Most recently, Alexei Protas, a terrific night in New Jersey, gets a goal, 2 assists. The goal coming from Ovechkin on a terrific pass right at the horn. I mean, 0.4 seconds left in the first period, which was terrific. So a little bit of everything. Protas is certainly coming along. I think getting that line going and getting Strome on that line has been very helpful. So, yeah, hopefully all of that's able to continue.
Your leader in goals is not Ovi at this point. It's Wilson. How much of a surprise is that?
He's pretty much where he was, I think, on pace from a year ago, where he scored 30, and it was easily the best season he's ever had. So it's been a little quiet for him lately, but he is still the power play leader. I think the one thing, Zabe, that we, I think, would hope for in the second half are better special teams. We've seen the penalty kill really kind of had a nice resurgence here over the last 3 or 4 weeks. It was much needed, and they've gotten it. They still need that from the power play, and I still think they're trying to figure that out. Wilson will obviously be a big piece of that in playing in the bumper right in front of the goaltender. He's got 6 of his goals that way. So I think having a little bit from not only Tommy, but, you know, from the rest of the guys on the power play, being able to generate, you know, they've without a doubt, they've left some points on the table because they weren't able at key moments through the first half of the year to be able to execute on the power play. But clean that up in the second half. You've got a team that defensively is as strong as any team. You've got the best goalie in the NHL, or certainly one of them, in Logan Thompson and what he's been able to do. And by the way, guys, hopefully Logan and Tommy both will be getting some good news here. Team Canada is going to have their announcement New Year's Eve on who they're taking to the Olympics. So there are a couple of guys that are, you know, hoping that they get that call. That'll be some good news for them and represent the Caps in Italy come February.
I'd love to see that. Definitely would love to see that.
So I want to talk Winter Classic for a hot second, because a lot of chirping, John, has been done between people who are NFL fans versus NBA fans, how the NFL moved in on Christmas Day, which was the NBA's territory. The NHL slid into New Year's Day with the Winter Classic. I forget exactly how many years ago it's been. And now, you know, there is some talk of the Winter Classic being watered down because of their outdoor series. Where do you think the Winter Classic is in terms of its cachet as we get ready for this Wrigley Field this year, right?
It's here. It's in Miami. They're playing, the Panthers are going to be playing on Friday night.
Last year's was in Wrigley, my bad. The years are flying by. So it's in Miami.
Here.
Okay. How is that going to, how do they build a rink outdoors in Miami?
Carefully, I think. home of the Marlins, they're going to be in the baseball stadium, and they do have the roof if they need it. But I was actually asking people today. They said that there's not a rain cloud in sight expected on Friday, so they'll be open air, and the refrigeration, I guess, has come a long way since they started doing this. But it does frustrate. I mean, as a hockey employee and a hockey guy, and I think the NBA, I think, has just the same argument too. It always feels like the NFL just kind of does what it wants a little bit.
Yeah.
That's their business, and that's what they do. But, the NBA on Christmas was, you know, something that was pretty unique to them, and New Year's Day. And to your point, the game's on Friday. It's not, as you get in toward, the Winter Classic.
So it's the second.
Time. Yeah, they actually moved it by a day. So
to get out of the way of other stuff, college football?
I would think so. I think that might be part of it. I mean, they've gone on New Year's Day for a long time, but they are shifting it a little bit. So I still think the event itself, I mean, I don't know that it's as huge a national hit. I mean, when they first did it in Buffalo and it was snowing and it was unique, I think it is for any organization that gets to take part in one. Certainly when we had it at Nats Park, and then also even in 2018 when we were in Annapolis, those were big deals, you know, for the team and, you know, mm-hmm. for the moment and all of that. And it's a really fun thing to be a part of. We got to do it as a visitor a couple of years ago in 2023. We were in Raleigh and played at the football stadium at NC State. So, I mean, in February, I mean, it is, I think you get a lot of eyeballs just because it's a visual spectacle. I don't know that when you do it 3 or 4 times a year, and, you know, it seems like they've gone through a number of venues at this point. It may not be what it was, but, I think for the teams that are involved, it's a huge deal. I know it was fun. I've been involved in 3 of them, and I think they're just loads of fun to attend and be a part of, and, you know, a lot of the things that go around it. I still think it has something on the landscape. But, yeah, they did have to move off of New Year's Day, too. So a little bit unfortunate on that, but that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah. Every NHL team has requested to be in this thing. So every team knows it's big for them, and they've figured out ways to build rinks in warm climates, dry climates, all over the place. To me, the one that was the best visual was that Lake Tahoe one. But they had big problems with the glare of the sun on clear days at altitude. And I remember them talking about just the logistical challenges of it. But from a visual standpoint, with the big old fir and pine trees, I'm like, yes, this is what I like to see.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, and all of them are unique, and all of them kind of have that unique flavor. So, yeah, that's it's fun. Again, for the teams that are involved, you know, we're always happy to be involved. I'd love to have a chance to do another one. I hope the Caps are involved sometime soon.
All right, Caps tonight against Florida, down in Florida. I want to clear this up. It's the Panthers who are on a back-to-back. They play tomorrow night as well. The Capitals return home Wednesday night against the Rangers, right?
That's correct. Yeah. New Year's Eve, and then right back to the airport because we have a New Year's Day game in Ottawa. So busy week. Yeah.
How are you going to? So the New Year's Eve, the New Year's Eve game is also at 12:30. So it's a matinee. Great.
Correct.
But then you got to fly to Ottawa, huh?
Fly after, and dinner time, New Year's in Kanata, Ontario, and then get up and get going for a day game another matinee against the Senators. So, and then fly home that night. So we're spending a lot of time on planes these days, certainly this week.
Is Kanata a city, or is that an alternate pronunciation of Canada?
It is an actual city. It is a city is probably a generous term, but it is a town outside of Ottawa. Kanata is where the rink is.
So you could theoretically live in Kanata, Canada.
Canada. Yeah.
Correct. Yes. if you chose to,
learn something new every day.
Go. I'm here to educate, inform, and entertain at least some of the time. So there you go.
Yeah, Kanata, Canada is with a K, and it's purportedly the largest, fastest growing suburb in the west end of Ottawa. Mm. Famously known as Canada's Silicon Valley,
which is nice.
Famously known as Canada's Silicon Valley North for its booming high tech industry. Nokia, Shopify, and other tech brands are located there. So enjoy Kanata. All right, Mr. Walton?
Will do, fellas.
All right, pal. Good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
All righty. Have a good day. Happy New Year.
Take care, man.
There you go. John Walton. How about that? The NHL got bullied. Bullied right off of their square. Right off of their space, which is New Year's Day. I think they also watered down their own trick with it, where it used to be one game. One game on New Year's Day, outdoors, somewhere cold, somewhere iconic, where people love hockey.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, we could do actually a couple of these. And so then, now they're up to like four or five a year, and they're putting them all over the place. And South Florida, I understand.
In the summers, those areas that rain and have sun, that scares me a little bit.
Yeah, right. You would think, how good is the ice? And it's probably not great.
But you know what? If you want ice, you can make it anywhere.
Figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can make it.
What have we not got to yet today that you would like to dig into? Because there was a whole bunch of NFL stuff from yesterday. I would like to talk about...
I want to talk about these lobsters, man.
Okay. Well, you talk about the lobsters. When we come back, though, we'll talk about the Steelers screwing the pooch against the Browns. Maybe they were way too concerned about the record from Myles Garrett instead of just winning the damn game. We'll talk about
there
that next. B. Mitch and Finley.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm a one.
Go ahead. Come on, B. Mitch.
Come on!
My voice don't go that high.
Come on!
Don't go that high, Zay.
Turn it up!
The disco era was generally regarded in retrospect as an utter scourge on the music scene. I'm sure Metal Chris would plus one me on that one for sure. You know, the Bee Gees were the big act, and then, you know, producers said, well, let's just do the same four-bar rhythm with the synthesizer drum beat, and then we'll have a bunch of acts doing falsetto stuff on top of it, just knockoff after knockoff. And it was awful. Mm. But a little bit of disco.
Little bit.
Right? Yeah. Right, metal? A little bit of disco. Is disco, for a man who likes heavy metal like you, is that like holy water to a vampire? If I were to sprinkle it on you, you'd be like, ah!
Yeah, he'll probably burn.
Disco is generally annoying. I tend to find it, but I know. It's here's the thing. It does creep into some early metal, because metal kind of started in the 70s when it was like disco. Yeah, it's like you'll hear it creep into some of, like, you know, not
the big hits, influences,
not the big hits, but you'll hear it on some of those like B sides and tracks where bands are kind of getting experimental. You know, so
disco, baby. It's all about the hi hat. It's all about the hi-hat. So going into break, I open up to see what B. Mitch was burning to talk about. And he said, I want to talk about these lobsters.
Yeah.
I'm like obscured my vision with his laptop in the way. And you were enjoying some lunch. And I thought you had a read for lobsters that you were like, I got to talk about these lobsters. And I thought you were going to read, hey, get live Maine lobsters shipped to your house.
No, the $400,000 worth of lobster that was stolen.
I don't know that story.
It's on the sheet.
Oh, sorry. It's on the play sheet. Sorry, I should have looked at the carefully prepared play sheet that the boys produced for us. But no, so then I thought, well, maybe he was eating lobster and I couldn't see it behind your laptop.
That was some chicken.
Okay.
With some dirty rice.
How do you feel about eating lobster?
I love lobster.
I love lobster when someone else is paying for it.
I actually had some fried lobster the other day from, what is that, Ford's Fish Shack?
Oh, Ford's is great.
Tails?
See, that's unbelievable. The thing. So my mother-in-law in town said, I want to take the family out to dinner. I'm treating. Doesn't matter where. And I'm like, sweet, Ford's Fish Shack. Boom. Got the Mike's Twin Lobster Tails, market price, didn't care. It was mom's price. So I was like, give me them lobster tails. And I love lobster when I'm not paying for it. But every time I buy lobster myself, I end up going, wasn't that good? And damn, is it expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is...
Ford's Fish Shack is reasonable, and they have fried lobster tail.
Okay, I'll check that out. They also have Connecticut lobster roll, which is great.
The rolls are good, too.
It's warm lobster drenched in butter with no lettuce.
Yeah. That's the way I like it.
Yeah, a real lobster roll, which is mayonnaise, cold lobster, and lettuce.
Nah, that messes it up. I don't want that.
So, talk to me about thieves stealing $400,000 worth of lobsters.
Well, I just saw it, and it caught my attention because landfill been finding these little things where people try to do some certain things, and Costco was moving everything from, what was it, Massachusetts to Illinois and Minnesota. And the lobster disappeared. And every time I see something like this, my first thing is inside job.
It almost always
How else did the lobster get into some new truck? You know?
Would not have crawled. They really can't go up steps on their own.
So what happened was a dude just showed up with the with an ID and he said, yeah, I'm the guy who's supposed to be driving this truck, and he just stole the lobsters.
Wait, but they just put it on any damn truck.
I think the guy had a fake ID. Like, they thought that was the right guy to be taking the truck.
He probably didn't have a fake ID. What he had was an ID from somebody that works there.
Or a fake one. One that nobody checked, I guess. The shipment was reportedly picked up in Taunton, Mass., but never reached its destination.
Yeah, they threw a lobster party.
It just went off the radar.
How many lobster is $400,000?
The lobster is supposed to go to stores in Illinois and Minnesota from Taunton, Mass. The company Rexing Companies, mm-hmm. the Indiana-based freight company, was tasked with transporting the lobster. Oh, they're having a very bad Monday for sure. The thieves then deployed a sneaky new trick to make off with the goods. They buttered up the logistics company. I see what you did there, New York Post, with your writing. They buttered up the logistics company by using a fake ID to pose as real truckers. The theft wasn't random. It followed a pattern we're seeing more and more, where criminals impersonate legitimate carriers using spoofed emails and burner phones to hijack high-value freight while in transit. The loss of the 400 grand of lobster was, quote, significant. So, for the company, according to this story, it's Costco.
Is it
400 grand for that behemoth of a company is the most write-off of all write-offs.
Yeah, but the 400 grand, is that what they paid? Because
market price?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's market retail. Price, or is that retail?
Yeah, it's retail.
You think?
I'm sure it's insured, though. They're not paying that money.
Yeah, and what about your insurance as well? I don't know if it was a retail loss or wholesale loss.
Yeah, because if it's wholesale, I want to know what the retail was going to be. And if it's retail, then I'm wondering how many lobster is that really?
Well, you could probably do the math. You could look up, you could Google what is a wholesale cost of a live lobster from Maine. Retail cost of a lot. There are companies that do ship lobster live in special containers. It's very expensive. But for those that just have to have the real thing and not frozen, go ahead and get it shipped and pay through the nose. But I just want to know, so once you successfully steal a truck of lobster, where do you fence them at?
Believe me, the person that you try to sell them to,
they already know.
They're not asking. They're not asking, or they don't care. They probably will in on it. Look, I got to wait. I got some
ID lobsters that swam off the boat.
And I know they're about to
Nobody needs to know nothing about nothing.
Yeah. So
it's got to be mob. It's got to be the mob, right? Like,
yeah. Hey, Tony, like my favorite parts of The Sopranos, right? We all watch The Sopranos, was when they would boost a truck and crack it open and find out what's in it. And like these scores would be so random where it's like, oh, it's a big truck of Makita tools. I need a power saw. And they're all excited about that. So you never know. So you're right. Probably mob related. And when it comes to lobsters, you wouldn't know if you're not in the business of boosting lobster trucks where to fence the goods. Where to get cash for what you have now stolen. But they do. They probably know a bunch of roadside fish shacks or restaurants or wholesalers or middlemen. Because remember, barcodes.
Oh, Jesse, you wanted to
lobsters don't have barcodes.
Oh, you wanted to throw a lobster party.
Yeah, there's no barcodes on lobsters.
Well, all those restaurants are waiting on lobsters that are not coming. And guess what? They're looking for lobster any way they can get it.
They were going to the store. They weren't going to the actual restaurant. I thought they were going to a store. I didn't know.
They were intended to go to stores and legitimate restaurants,
yeah.
But they disappeared. So now you have to have illicit buyers of lobster.
You sell it back to the places that were supposed to get it.
Oh, really?
That's what I would do. I mean, I don't know. I've never stolen a truck of lobster.
Yeah, but, okay. And you probably wouldn't do it anymore. You go get arrested.
Well, yeah, because then... Because
you go to the place that they were supposed to go to, and now you're going to just try to sell them cheaper. They're like, where you get these lobsters from?
ain't nobody need to know about that.
Doesn't matter where it came from. Yeah, fell off a truck.
Be a day late to Ford's Fish Shack and then show up with the truck and say, oh man, sorry, I got a flat tire. I'm here now. By the way, good news. I can get you a 40% discount on these lobsters if you pay me in cash. Oh no, sir, we already ordered our lobsters through Lobco Industries in Taunton, Mass. We've already got the receipts and the invoices. We're not going to pay for them again. No, you should buy them from me. they're going to cancel that shipment. I have a good feeling about it.
They're not going to accept cash. They're going to want Bitcoin. You know it.
Lobster to Bitcoin. That would be something else right there. How'd you get so rich? Well, that's a long story.
Yeah, long story.
Started with crustaceans, though. Will you eat lobster? Lobster tends to be a winter thing. Crab tends to be a summer thing, for whatever it's worth. All right, let's talk about the game of the weekend, which is going to be next Sunday. The Steelers hosting the Ravens for all the marbles in the AFC North. Winner gets the division, the hat, the T-shirt, and the home game. The loser gets nothing.
The loser gets to do push-ups. You got Ryan Clark and Governor Wes Moore.
Oh, is that bet already
on? They have a bet.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. The loser gets nothing.
They went to the last game. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah. So the Steelers could have wrapped it up with a win against the 3-win Cleveland Browns, a bad team with a fifth-round quarterback who's just getting his legs under him in Shedeur Sanders, and a defensive end who is all-world but going for the sack record. The Browns scored 10 points early for the first 10 minutes and then couldn't do anything. Didn't score another point for the next 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, meanwhile, did nothing basically on offense. They squandered opportunities. They get a big interception and put them in business plus territory at like the 30. They end up getting to 4th and 1, and they either called or Rodgers audibled into the most absurd low percentage play, a sideline streak fade to Scotty Miller, a short white guy who's been in the league forever, and it didn't even come close to coming home. So they turned the ball over on downs after the one big opportunity.
So they want to throw a quick pass so that
whatever.
Garrett won't get to him.
They had a chance, right. Well, that's the thing. So people were scouting this. They're like, okay, of the 21 pass plays, 17 of them included sprint outs to the right away from Myles Garrett. Garrett, after the game, said, yeah, I really think that they were just trying to make sure I didn't get the record. Mm-hmm. And knowing what a petty little bitch Rodgers can be, I don't doubt for a second that he had heavy input, B. Mitch, in saying, here's what I want the game plan to be.
And I'm not getting sacked by him.
Well, and
I don't care if we lose the game.
Well, his ego says, A, we won't lose the game because I'm Aaron freaking Rodgers, and B, I'm not going on that poster. No way, no how. Because it was his, you know, former teammate, Favre, who's on the Strahan poster, albeit a poster that is such stolen Strahan, valor.
He just fell down for him, though.
I know.
He did that on purpose.
Oh, I know, and people decry that.
That's why Gassineau want to kill him every time he sees him, huh?
Yes, exactly. So anyway, the game plan clearly was don't let, you know, Garrett eat at all. And while I understand you're not supposed to just single him up or not send help to chip him, there is a sliding scale, like a slider on a instrument where you can adjust the volume of, okay, we're going to have to accept 1 or 2 sacks from Myles Garrett to do other things on our offense that are less predictable and attack the Browns defense more. And if they chose not to do that, and if they did it specifically because of Rodgers, and if they don't win on Sunday, that is an all-timer. In addition to that, the fact that DK Metcalf would have helped tremendously in the final 3 plays in the end zone where Rodgers kept hitting the X button like he was playing Xbox, fade pattern to MVS, who stinks and he's been in the league way too long, and incomplete. DK would have been very handy, but he was not available.
Not available.
Because of some jackass in Detroit named Ryan Kennedy, who held a press conference last week. I don't know if you saw any
of
it. Embarrassing. Yeah. I want Myles Garrett DK Metcalf to kick his ass even more now.
The more I hear that guy talk, the more I believe everything DK said.
Right. And now Jay Glazer is investigating prior complaints about the guy from other incidents when DK was on Seattle and visited Detroit.
So it's like everybody, when a player goes that off, you said something to strike that. That don't just happen.
It had to be something.
Yeah, it had to be something that pushed it. But I understand, like, the league, the league has to protect its, you know, little identity or whatever. But you know what? You need to start protecting your players more than them little asses in the stands sometimes.
Yeah, well, the fan did not get his tickets revoked because they said that he didn't actually commit any violations of the fan code of conduct. This guy also said in a simpering voice, I really wish DK would say I didn't say anything that was racist because my family's getting threats.
No.
Hey, buddy, guess what? You put your family in that spot because you couldn't sit down and watch the game and cheer for the Lions. You wanted to put yourself in, insert yourself into it? Mm-hmm. Guess what? You in it now.
Deal with it.
Yeah, you in it, so deal with it. All right, look at the time. It's flown by. Final segment coming up next, and we'll do that right after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Big Country by Big Country. Was a great banger back in the day in high school for me. Final
high
segment
school,
here.
That's a long time ago, Zay.
Hell yeah. I had a much thinner waist, some hair on my head, and a gleam in my eye. I had ambition, Brian.
Woo!
I had the world laid out in front of me. Where did it all go so wrong?
It flies, bro. It flies.
Some notes for you on this past weekend of maybe of interest to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got... Sam Darnold joining rarefied air.
Uh-oh.
He has now authored back-to-back 13-win seasons, and if you want to say that wins are not a quarterback stat, you can go argue with a wall. He joins the following names with back-to-back 13-win seasons. Very hard to do. Even though they've expanded the schedule to 17 games,
yeah.
There's only been five guys to do it now with Darnold joining the list. The other four, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
All right.
That's pretty good company right there.
And all of them got a Super Bowl.
Right. That doesn't mean he's as good as those guys because he's clearly not. But I think he's got a better defense now in Seattle that will bail his ass out when he sees ghosts and throws the ball to the other team, which does happen. I don't think Minnesota is quite the same equipped as the Seahawks are this year.
I think Sam Darnold's year is all Lanfield's fault.
We could blame it on
Lanfield. Lanfield said how much he sucked, he wanted to show Lanfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who like to tank, Warren Sharp, Sharp Football, says for two straight years, the Giants had the number one pick firmly in their grips entering week 17. Last year they were 2-13 in week 17. This year they were 2-13 going into week 17, and nothing stood in their way. Just lose two games and you got the number one pick. Well, in 2024, for no reason, they won and lost that number one pick, and they're on their way to repeating the same insanely dumb feat today. That's for tanking right there. I heard an idea which says if you're in the NFL.
But I don't think they were tanking.
Well, they weren't. You're right. They were not tanking. They didn't tank hard enough. I mean, the Raiders tanked real hard. They shut down Brock Bowers. They shut down Max Crosby. And they willingly started Geno Smith on a bad ankle.
Yeah.
That said, interesting proposal, and that is, in order to get the number one pick, there should be a 4-win minimum in the NFL. So, in other words, if you don't have 4 wins, you're not getting the number one pick. So, true tanking. You remember the suck for luck in which the Colts were 1-whatever. Yeah. And they were going.
But what
against...
if your team just horrible and you can't win?
I know.
I mean,
the other thing is,
I don't think the NFL has a NBA problem.
Agreed.
I think when a team is bad in the NFL, they're bad because it's damn hard to make 22 people, let's say 25 with the kicker, all of them agree to do one thing. Well, in basketball, you sit the best player, they're gonna lose.
Right. And the other point is, and you and other players I've worked with have told me this, is that these guys are fighting for jobs. They don't want to put a single bad rep on tape, much less a whole 60 minutes.
So if you lose 14, 15 games in a year, it's what's supposed to happen. Yeah. It's not like you're like, coach, we're going to go out here and be bad so y'all can get a better draft pick. Hell, that draft pick might take my position.
Yeah.
So what the hell am I going to do that? No, I don't buy that.
I watched the highlights from that Raider game with the Giants, and several Giants players made picks. And they started running like a leopard was chasing them. It was amazing. They're like, yeah! Because, you know, they're guys that probably haven't played much all year. Or they get a pick. Yes. And they're like, let's go to the damn end zone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get out there on the field and not want to show. Because let's be real. You could be a guy that just get a chance to play. This team about to let you go. That's why they threw you on the field. Yeah. And then another team say, I wonder what this kid can do.
You're like,
and
look
you
at
pick
him.
Off one and go score.
That's Boom. Right.
Let him go so I can pick him up on my team.
The Jets became the first team since the 72 Patriots to lose 4 straight by 23 or more in one season. That's a hell of a run right there. The Patriots could have hung any number on them. They did keep May in the game a lot longer than expected. May was 19 of 21 for 5 touchdowns. And I'm thinking, I want to go find the 2 passes he missed. Because that's insane. He basically didn't miss a pass.
Oh yeah,
in the game yesterday. Also, when it comes to little nuggets and notes, there potentially is a huge logjam that could happen in the dirty, dirty NFC South. If the Falcons beat the Rams tonight, and then the Saints in Week 18, the Panthers would win the NFC South regardless of whether the Bucs win next week. Even if the Bucs win, all 3 would be 8-9, and the Panthers would win in the 3-way tiebreaker because they're 3-1 against the other 2. Now, that takes a lot to happen, including the Falcons beating the Rams tonight. I don't see it.
I don't see it happening.
And then who knows about next week?
Yeah.
As far as the
game will see.
Tonight, do you have a strong lean one way or the
other? They're playing the
Rams? It's Falcons-Rams.
I'm leaning Rams.
It's a lean?
All the way.
Okay. It's the line is Rams -7 from the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Rams.
Okay. B. Mitch, great run. Thank you. Happy New Year, my friend. Landfill, great work as always. Metal Chris, thank you. And wherever Mr. Walker went, I have no idea. Thank him, too.
He better have his medals when he come back.
Thank him, too, for whatever he did, which I don't know, but I'm sure it was something. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time, folks.
Peace.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.